And I guess for the stream, I'm going to say my name. Tony Norman, Vice Chair, standing in for the chair. Okay, did that clear up the question about what the issue was? And I guess we'll go back to the stack. I'm sorry.
I mean, I made a point of order.
She's saying the motion's out of order. You have to rule on it.
Okay. Oh, the motion is out of order.
I mean, it has to be amended to be. No. What I'm. May I clarify?
Yes.
I'll try to be clearer. The language of Jose Luis's motion is to implement budget cuts. And we didn't actually say cut X. We said make a plan to cut X.
To reduce expenditures.
Yeah, X amount of dollars, not people. I mean, often it translates, right? But that isn't what we said.
But as I understand it, wasn't your intent to try to execute upon what the board voted on? We can make
if I can motivate it, yes. So, brothers and sisters, we have to take this seriously. We are over $3 million in the hole. And, yes, we have some lifesavers now and then that KPFA received. But it's not – we're going to run through that money as fast as we obtain it. We already loaned it out. So this is just to give our new executive director some guidance and priorities as he goes forward – from today on how to get us back to financial health. And we've spent a lot of time, the finance committee spent a lot of time thinking it through, and we passed budgets in certain units to do some cuts or give us a plan. If it was give us a plan, if you don't, these are the numbers we need, and they're not doing it. So somebody has to implement that now. That's what this motion's about. Now, there's other people that have to give us plans. They haven't given us plans is what we're hearing, and we keep bleeding money. So we need to take it a little further.
But as I understand, they're saying the language of your motion is not consistent with what the board did.
So I can't do it until I get on the stack.
Right.
No, I can't offer an amendment. I'm not on the stack. But someone who is on the stack should offer an amendment based on the point of order I made.
Okay. So right now on the stack on this motion – I apologize because
Hi, this is Brenda from KPFK. Is Janet Coleman is the only person who's on the stack right now the motion?
Well,
and Pete. Okay, let's go with Janet Coleman and Pete.
I'm looking at Pete's face and I'm saying austerity budgets are no more popular here than they are in Greece, and they have the same downside, and that is that we will starve ourselves and have a very disgruntled network. And what's more interesting and more positive, I think, is what it's not just a fantasy that bequests come in occasionally. They might and could come in with great frequency if we ever addressed them and had some kind of bequest program, which I don't think we have. We just discuss them at the end of every meeting. Every organization has a serious way to leave bequests. And we talk about it all the time. It's something terrible. But we do have an aging audience, and they might be inclined and have been inclined to leave a – and we might like to push
the
issue.
Okay, the next person on the stack was Pete.
Thank you. I just want to make an announcement. Our Wi-Fi portion is down, and because we are streaming, we're not going to reboot it until we break out into groups and we're no longer streaming, and then Jonathan will reboot it for us, okay? Thank you. Sorry about that.
Next person was Pete on stack.
Yeah, let me just say, Jose Luis, I appreciate your motion. It's taking action on what you and the Finance Committee have done, and I appreciate the Finance Committee. It helps give us clarity, and y'all have made requests for a plan of action that need to happen at the different units. Just two things. If the language could be brought in line with specifically what the Finance Committee did, you're close, but I don't think it's quite there. And also just note that WPFW was not requested to come up with a plan for cuts. So if your motion could reflect that as well, then I would be happy to support it.
Once again, somebody need to come up with the language.
Right.
We're going to stack.
Right.
Next person on the stack is Serene. Serene, you're on the stack.
Now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just going
to... So I take it you have some language?
I do not, but I will in a second.
An amendment?
Reread your... I'm sorry, I don't have it, so reread your motion, please, Jose Luis.
It is... move that the ED prioritize as the first order of business to implement the PNB budget cuts for Pacifica Archives, KPFK, KPFA, WBAI, and WPFW, and report back to the PNB within 30 days the steps taken.
Okay, so here's my amendment, and I hope someone's typing it because I won't be able to repeat it. I don't have that kind of memory. Move that the – I figure you have enough first priorities – Move.
This is my first priority.
Okay. Move that the ED as prioritize contact with the general managers / interim general managers of each station, requiring within a fixed period of time not to exceed 15 days from the end of this meeting. What date would that be? The end of June. Okay. That's a good enough date. By
June 30th.
Yeah. By June 30th. The plan required of them by the PNB in January for cuts, and the units in particular are mine. Well, mine wasn't for cuts. Mine was for a plan. But for the plan, right? WBAI, KPFK, KPFA, and PRA. There are four units of which it was requested.
Is that an amendment or a substitute?
It's an amendment.
It's an amendment.
Is that a second?
Second.
It's been amended.
Right, but I've no, because his language was implement cuts, and we didn't actually make cuts. We said make plans on how you're going to handle this expense or the shortage.
Okay. So is somebody sending that
second?
In writing?
I got it. But okay.
We cannot.
No, but John has it. I hope.
Brian?
No.
Yeah.
I want to be on stack on this amendment.
Okay.
So there was people, yeah. So for the new stack, I have Adriana, Brian.
Brian first.
We saw Brian and then we saw Adriana.
No, but I saw her hand.
No, that's okay.
She's yielding.
She doesn't have a problem with Brian.
Brian first.
Okay.
And then I got you, Janet.
Okay. Brian?
I just want to try... to make us all conscious of the $11 a minute principle here. We already have very clear guidance from the board on what needs to happen, right? I don't think we need to spend an hour wordsmithing just to repeat ourselves, particularly when the executive directors just said it's a top priority. The mandate already exists. I think we need to trust our executive director a little bit to juggle his priorities appropriately. So that if he has to gun it to get $700,000 in CPB funding reinstated, he prioritizes that higher than implementing cuts for a week. I would just encourage us to not spend our time wordsmithing this, which doesn't seem terribly necessary to me as a motion. Either set it aside or ask the Finance Committee to spend more time in committee coming up with a new recommendation on how to manage our fiscal crisis based on where we are this moment rather than where we are in January.
Next person we have on the stack was Adriana. I didn't hear a motion.
No, that was argument.
It was just a statement. Adriana?
Yeah. I motion to refer this to the Finance Committee.
Okay.
Second.
We have a motion to refer this. It's been seconded. Is there any is there any objection to this motion? Is there any objection?
Discussion.
No objection?
I object.
Okay, well, then we'll have discussion. Okay, who's on the stack for this motion? I think we have Mr. Prophet.
Second.
I mean, Brenda, we're taking the stack.
Give me a second. So this is a new stack, correct?
Yes.
All right, so then Mr. Prophet, Jose Luis.
I'm sorry, but in discussion today.
Yes, you can motivate and
Well, the reason is was just stated. We keep repeating ourselves. We keep passing motions that are not being implemented for various reasons. And we know that it's not only the one referred there, because you know that other units are on in the red too. Then what is the idea to keep discussing here? And we have other things to do. Refer it to Finance Committee. Finance Committee, I think that do a good job. The executive director is on this. We don't need to spend more time here repeating ourselves. That's it.
Mr. Thank you. Prophet.
And please, I'm sorry, but please repeat your names.
Oh, good.
Listeners said that they don't know who's talking.
Mr. Prophet.
John Prophet here, formerly of KPFT, now at the national office. I love to say that. I really applaud the motion and just to say that any guidance that comes from the Finance Committee will be taken to heart, and I would really, really appreciate their help and backing on making the difficult decisions. I mean, I can make the decision and implement them, and I shall, but having the collective guidance from not only the Finance Committee but the Board is deeply appreciated by me. I don't at all avoid or resent the debate. I think it's a very, very good debate, and because it's a very serious issue.
Brenda, what do we have on the staff?
Okay, we have Jose Luis, Janet Cobran, and Teresa.
Okay. So
okay, you were on the old staff, but I will put you on the new staff.
I think the facts. Okay.
And we have someone timing everyone.
Yes, I do. And we have 3 minutes left, for 3.5 minutes left for this agenda item.
Okay, so
Jose Luis.
Yes. So I don't like the idea of sending this back into the black hole in which no action is taken or action is taken and the units don't respond. Our former interim executive director has tried for months and there was no reply. So I do believe that the ED needs the backing of the PMB so that it doesn't come down to, well, you're making these decisions. No, he's just implementing them. We've made the decisions. We all have to step up to the plate and, you know, take the hits. We're the ones that are asking that this to be done. It's not the ED, and we should all step up to the plate and not be referring this back into the black hole.
Next person, who's the next?
Janet Cobran.
Janet, good.
Right. Well, I support the motion to refer to the NFC. However, thinking about it again, I would not want us to continue talking about this now, but maybe later on in this, when we have the financial, there's some other, in any case, it is to me, we're going around in circles, and also we have strategic planning, which I think this would kind of be part of it. It should.
Next person on stage.
Teresa Allen.
I think it would be nice if it were clear that we give the authority to the executive director. If he asks the general managers to come up with a plan and they call their LSB and the LSB won't meet with them, then they make the decisions themselves. If they don't give the plan to the ED, then he writes them up.
Okay. No, I make the decision.
Or makes the decision for them. But if they seem insubordinate, he has the authority to take that appropriate action.
Sorry, our time is up. We have to go to the vote on the motion that's pending.
No, we still have 1 minute. George is next on the staff.
Okay.
I was going to move the table. It doesn't make any point to this point. Please take the vote.
Okay. We have 1 minute.
Can I finish?
We have 49:47.
Move to extend another 15 minutes.
No, I think they're ready to go to the. Could you finish your point? Remember, this is the motion to send it to the Finance Committee.
Yes. Okay. I'd also encourage our ED to look at our healthcare benefits and how they might be adjusted, And I also think that a couple years back we had a presentation by a company about development, and only KPFA subscribed to that. We didn't want to spend the money for all of us. Those ideas should be shared so all of us could maybe take advantage of those tips on how to raise money. So those are just a few things. I think we as sister stations, could collaborate a little bit more on things that are successful.
Okay, our time is up, and I think we're ready to vote on this. The people are ready to take action on it. So the motion is Serene's motion to send this to the Finance Committee. I'm sorry, Adriana's motion to send it to the Finance Committee. Is there any objection to this motion? I think there are. So let's call the vote. All those in favor of this motion, could you please raise your hand? The motion is to refer this to the Finance Committee for wording or whatever. Okay. All those in favor, please raise your hand. Okay.
I have 14. Sorry, can you raise your hand again?
Raise your hands high. I know you're reluctant, but raise them.
Brian.
Six. 11. All those opposed?
Seven.
Any abstentions? Okay.
No abstentions?
No abstentions. Motion passed.
You abstain.
One extension. Motion passes, so we'll refer this to the Finance Committee. I came in late, so where were we once we were we at, on the agenda
we're
for this?
Still with we're going to turn it over to next. Are we not done?
We exhausted. No,
we exhausted it, now we're moving to the next agenda. What?
To George.
Well, I guess this is George strategic plan.
There still were people on the staff to know, ask Brian questions. Time. I move to it.
Oh, we are in public comment?
Yes.
Okay.
And then
we go to George for the strategic planning. Okay.
And I request that we make a motion at that juncture to extend the adjournment time.
Okay. Okay. We'll now move into public comment. We have 15 minutes. We'll give at least 2 minutes, 3 minutes per person. Okay.
2 minutes, so that way we can have
it. Okay, 2 minutes. That's where we can get to everybody. Okay.
Israel Foyer here again from KPFK, Los Angeles. Following up my previous comment about priorities and urgency, when I was on the local board and not a member of either faction, as those here know, when the time I left, something like $6 or $7 million, I recall, nationally, had been spent on lawyers, legal fees, courts, settlements, that kind of thing. That's not a small amount. And I presume since then, some years ago, it's probably increased. Once again, taking advantage of modern progress in terms of settled problems, mediation, instead of fighting each other in court, suing each other, suing the foundation. Doesn't it make sense to try to settle these things in a sensible, rational, humane, convivial even way? And you would save millions of dollars. We would save millions of dollars. It's not too late now to do that. So I think that a priority should be, once again, not only dealing with the faction problem, which I say is going to require some professional type help, in my opinion, given the history of the last few years, but also to try to deal, which is related to the matter of legal expenses, which are inordinate, uncalled for, wasteful, and add to the dysfunctionality of this operation.
Thank you.
I'd urge the board, I'd urge the new executive director, whom I haven't met yet, but I've heard today, to make this a high priority, a high priority.
Thank you.
This is Virginia Browning from KPFA. Can you hear me? So
I guess you're going to have this discussion about finances, which seems like a good idea, but just in case I don't get to speak there, I might as well say this now. I've been coming to meetings. I'm now on the local station board at KPFA. As Daniel said, it's a strategic resource. It's one of the few places for social justice agenda in the country. People in 1999 put a structure in place that they thought would be a good idea, and for a lot of reasons there were some good things about it, but I strongly urge people when they're thinking about finances to take a new look at the structure. I think that has to be done. I know it's not the first time anybody's ever said this, but what this man before me was saying about facilitated help, I think for things like restorative justice or social justice type of things, I think there probably is funding that wouldn't otherwise go to Pacifica that might go towards a national, really well-publicized effort to get people from all different so-called sides, and they are really sides, but in this one issue, to get them working together. And I think it's something to think about.
Could I make a comment about finances? I grew up out in the sticks. Most people around me were farmers. My folks were at a farm after quitting working the mines. Then my father bought a farm. But down, we were from Northern Europe. We were frugal. And there were people who we considered more frugal than ourselves. There were the Dutch farmers who lived down the road. They lived on skim milk all their life, and we kind of laughed at them because they were so extremely frugal. The thing is, we all, now none of us probably knew how to read a spreadsheet. None of us had any background in, or none of those people, I was just a little kid then, had any background in finance, but they managed their finances. These Dutch farmers that we kind of laughed at, and I don't mean to put down Dutch farmers. I mean, I really see them with a great deal. They deserve a great deal of respect. None of them knew how to read had any background in finance, but they made their thing work. They were frugal. Now here I come to KPFA Pacifica, and I think practically everybody's highly sophisticated in reading spreadsheets and in budget stuff and in accounting and all that, and yet we're not making this work. What's wrong here? I just want to toss out that thought.
Thank you. So what I'd like to say is, Lawrence Reyes from KPFK, what I'd like to say is that I believe that somebody should make a motion stating that there be a moratorium placed on WBAI paying for central services till they get their, till they become financially sovereign.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Rob Macon again. Pacifica has its image. Pacifica's image is like a sinking ship. It's like the Titanic, and people don't invest in make bad investments, and that's where Pacifica has to change its image. I was trying to run for the board a few years ago. I've been involved with KPFK for almost a little over 5 years. So when I first ran for the board, I made these little mailouts, and it says it's time for a new KPFK. And then it says vote for Shaking with Rob Macon to the KPFK local station board. 2010. KPFK is experiencing the worst time ever in its history. Excessive fund drives, low listenership, lack of budget, massive layoffs, lack of experience and professional staff. I can go back down this list 5 years later, and you still have the same problems. One of the things is that we've been through, I've been through four managements. They all gone. They came and they're gone. And the thing is that the program director, all of, and some other people, they're still there. Nobody wants to buy a stale loaf of bread. Now, my thing is that Pacifica and KBFK is a multi-million dollar operation which requires multi-million dollar ideas. So I'm one of those persons that, you know, as all these years I've been trying to get on the board, get a show, a radio show, or the committees, you know, and not being able to do it. So I'm trying to make another effort to do it. So if you want, I'm listening that the listenership is shrinking, which it is, and I heard that it's shrinking and it's aging, and that's true. And but I don't hear anybody talking about how to increase the listenership. I didn't hear that, and that's the most important. To try to increase the listenership and how to have more successful fundraisers.
Sorry, the 2 minutes are up, but could you wrap up your statement? Could you
yes.
get a conclusion?
Well, that's what it is. So I'm just basically trying to give a picture of how it looks from this side. If you're in this side, you don't see what's outside. So I'm just trying to give a picture of what it looks like.
Thank you. Yeah.
Michael Novick, I'm the treasurer of the KPFK local station board. I want to follow up on what Rob said and relate it to what Brian said earlier about the difficulty of the on-air fund drive model. And a number of years ago, KPFK had about 18,000 listeners, and that would mean that every one of those listeners has to donate about $185 a year to meet our budget. The elections supervisor this year, in looking at the station, said that KPFK has about 13,000 paid-up listener sponsors. So that's the loss of 5,000 listeners. And in that case, every one of those listeners has to come up with about $250 a year to meet our budget. And that's the problem in a nutshell. We need to have programming that identifies the needs of our communities, the demographic makeup of the Los Angeles area, who lives here. Los Angeles County, for example, has the second largest population of people of African descent in the United States of any county after Cook County, but you wouldn't know that based on the programming on KPFK. Los Angeles has a population that probably at least 40 or 50% primarily language in their home is Spanish speaking. You wouldn't know that listening to the programming on KPFK. So we need to identify the needs of our community and then respond to those needs with programming that inspires, excites, and communicates with that community in such a way that they feel motivated to put money into maintaining that service that they're getting from the station. And that would solve our financial problems very, very quickly.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been listening about 40 years, and I've been coming to these meetings for at least 20. I used to really look forward to fund driving on KPFK, Doug Barnett, KPFK, because that's when the best stuff went over the radio airs. First of all, I think a lot of it the station wasn't necessarily responsible for, so we could get pretty radical during fund driving, whatever radical means. That was when or before Central Services was really taking big money out of the stations, before Central Services was handling most of the paperwork, before when the stations had relatively few employees. After the war in Iraq, KPFK blew up to 23, 25 effective full-time employees, and we'd never gotten rid of those. And this is the one thing I want to say for the 3 days. We're not a jobs program for the left. I haven't had a job. I quit jobs in 1978. I'm now making more from my retirement in real dollars than I ever made while I was employed in aerospace, in Hollywood, in all these different places. We are not a jobs program. I don't care who starves. This station cannot afford to go down, or our station cannot afford to go down, so people can take their measly little paychecks home.
Any? We have one more.
I'm coming. Thank you.
Good afternoon, William Hairwagon from WBAI. I'd like to welcome people to the table who I haven't seen at this table before at in-person meetings: Mr. Rabin, Mr. Prophet, and Mr. Gary. Number one, I'm going to try to use your what is it, $11 a minute, best I can. Oscar Lopez, the vote against it, the proposal against it, may supposedly had something to do with, you know, something. Other things are more important. Maybe that's what they meant. But if I don't hear any socio-political things against Oscar Lopez, I'm going to be pretty annoyed because there's no reason to not do a non-binding resolution, which in total would take about 5 minutes. Then number two, I have an issue with meetings being canceled. I have one that I'm dealing with, and we'll leave that one beside. But one that's become even more important to me is the audit committee of the Pacifica National Board. The chair canceled the meeting last month. I guess it was last month. Said he had no new information for us. I'm a member of that committee. I still haven't received, I don't know if any of you have received, the management letter from the auditors, Armenino. The only people I know that got it were the executive director and the chair of the audit committee. I think there's other audit committee members here. Do you ever get it? I didn't get it. That seems important to me. There's an election that has to be had for the officers of that committee. That seems important to me, too. So I'll get back at another time to in another venue on dealing with the cancellations of meetings. But that one was absurd. I think the strategic planning idea that we're going to witness soon and participate in, like one I participated in a few years ago, is nice. It's warm. It's fuzzy. Nothing came of it, the last one that I know of. Time's up, I think.
Thank you. Okay, that wraps us up for community comment. Now we'll go to the strategic planning session that's warm and fuzzy.
Hold on just 1 second. Okay, people want to comment on something, and I just also wanted to say that the scheduling of the Finance Committee report prior to these breakout sessions was so that the breakout sessions keep what the report said in mind as they come up with ideas and plans and realize that that's our priority, so to focus on that. But anyway, some people have quick questions.
Just a quick question. Just a clarification.
Are we going to start transporting people to the station, Lydia, for the fiesta?
Well, yeah, when we adjourn, but I think that we're probably going to extend the time because we've cut into the strategic planning significantly.
I want to clarify something about that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Can I get 10 seconds?
Okay, go ahead. And then that's it.
Mr. Prophet, you mentioned that we have to pay the $65,000 to the auditor.
Yes.
Do we have it or is it impossible?
We're looking for it.
So we don't have it. Okay, thank you.
No, they haven't. Rodrigo?
Yeah, two things. With these groups, breaking groups, listeners can join also the discussion.
That's correct. Right? Well, the listeners can join.
And then the second thing is that I don't think we can delay too much because they have, you know, tacos and they're making the tacos right there. So they gotta be hot. So we have to go pretty much on time. So we didn't
get any details about that.
It's a food. It's a reception. So
I understood it was a taco truck that was going to be there.
Yeah, it's a taco truck. Yeah, but
don't
they
just
certain,
stay there?
Certain time. Yeah, they are there. They're going to be there. So just waiting for us to get there.
Yeah. Okay.
So we got to take into account that one. So we don't. Yeah.
Okay.
No, because they have to go. They have certain hours, you know, and everything.
I'm sorry. I have a point of interest. Don't leave, lady. I have a question. Okay. Yeah. So after the breakout session, do we come back into formation for any reason? I mean,
do we have No, but we had a public comment, right?
Yeah. Right. Okay, so there's that. And the other thing is, I believe what Richard, what William meant to say was, if we don't, when he says against Oscar Lopez Rivera, he meant against his incarceration, not against him. Just to clarify for the few people who may be confused.
If I could, just for a second, the question earlier about the Armenino management letter about the 2013 audit. Those of you should, some of you should have gotten it. If you did not, there are copies here which will be passed out. They're upstairs in the office. They'll be at a later session. And I also have copies that I can forward you directly to your email. There's a problem when you, the original letter was encrypted, and when it was forwarded, you lost the links actually to the letters themselves. That was not intentional. But we've got the copies here, and you will have it. And, you, and I urge you, it's not very happy reading, but I urge you to read them carefully.
Okay, I'd like to begin this strategic planning session. And first of all, talk a little bit about what strategic planning is. You've all heard the problems with the finances. We've been talking about short-term fixes, but it's clear that we must increase listenership somehow. It's clear that we must raise more money. And strategic planning is looking forward into the future and trying to figure out a way to do that. So this was scheduled for 2 hours. We're supposed to be at the station, I gather, at 6. I'd like to entertain a motion to end at 5:30 rather than it's at 5.
Brian,
so moved. Is there a second for that? Any objection?
I object. The only reason why I would say is it's Friday and it's rush hour traffic. And the station is across the city. Yeah. So it will it'll probably take more than the time that we have allotted to get to the station.
If we're 15 minutes late, will that be critical?
Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
okay. Okay, we have a motion on the floor to extend time to 5:30. I hear that there are objections. Yes?
5:15?
We're going to vote. You can make an amendment, yeah.
Point of information.
I did.
So, I'm sorry.
Janet offered an amendment to that to make it 5:15.
Point of information.
Yes.
I have almost four. If we are talking about an hour and a half then for the whole thing, to 5:15 or an hour and 15 minutes, it's almost four.
It's an hour, and it would be an hour and 37 minutes if we went to 5:30.
Point of information.
What's your point of information?
The extension is for the entire meeting, not just for the breakout sessions, because there's 10 or 15 minutes.
That's correct. It's for the entire meeting. But we have to have a time certain for when we're going to end so we can plan the breakout sessions effectively.
Just to clarify, you know, The taco truck is going to be there from 6 to 8. So that's if we can get there by 6:30, it should be fine. You know, 6:20, 6:30, then we should. It might take about an hour to get there.
Yeah,
right?
Right now it'll take an hour.
It'll take an hour more or less to get there because of the traffic, you know, basically. So if we end up, you know.
Okay, so.
We just go right after
the what are you saying, Rodrigo?
Can we please have no cross discussions? If you want to be on the stack, just put your hand up. Janet Coleman. What's that? Janet Coleman already did that. You want to second that?
I second
that. There's an amendment on the floor to move to close at 5:15. Is there any objection to that? Okay, we'll work around it then. It's 5:15. Now we will stop. We will stop at 5:05 to give, because that's what's on the agenda, to give public comment for 10 minutes. So we have actually about an hour and 15 minutes to do this work. The way it's been structured is I'm going to give John Prophet 10 minutes to begin with to share his sense of where we are and where we need to go. I've asked people who would put their thinking in writing to do so, and they will be given time first. As far as I know, the only people who've done so are myself, Janet Coburn, and Benito. Is there anybody else whose email I've missed? Okay. So I'm going to give them... what's that? Oh, yes. Well, this was even before it stopped. Okay, so we have those three people will be able to speak for 4 minutes, and then we'll give them 2 minutes for questions about it, and we'll move on to the next person. At the end of that 18 minutes, 38 minutes, we will simply open it up for discussion. This is taking place within what's called a quasi-committee of the whole, which means that there will be no motions. This is a chance for us to talk to each other, to bring up ideas. And I would encourage you not to be trashing other people's ideas. It's really something of a brainstorming session. I don't really like the word, but trashing other people's ideas sort of shuts down a conversation which needs to be opening up. It's critical that we open it up at this time. Okay, so with that all said, John, you've got the floor.
George, that's a very bad idea. Sorry. He missed it. That's okay. Thanks, George. I don't want to give a formal speech. I've got an actual report tomorrow that incorporates a lot of my thoughts on the on finances, fundraising, all of the issues of critical importance to Pacifica and its stations. But maybe for the purpose of the strategic planning discussion, we should look at let me back up for a second. The vast majority of the money that supports our stations comes from listener donations. So if over time we see listener donations declining for whatever number of reasons, then obviously that equation needs to be adjusted, and that's really where our thinking should be focused on what can we do, what should we do, and what is impossible to do in terms of improving our outreach to our audience, the growth of our audience, and the contributions from our audience. I think it's probably not a secret to everyone here that throughout the public and nonprofit radio broadcasting community, by which I include community stations, NPR stations, and Pacifica affiliate stations, fundraising is down. There is ever since the financial crisis of 2007-2008, it's actually been an affliction that's hit charitable organizations, nonprofits nationwide to a greater or lesser extent. Some have suffered more, but certainly there are many reasons for this, some of which we have no control over. People's general feeling of economic unwell-being, the fact that wages and people's jobs are feel insecure, wages have not gone up, wages have actually in real dollars have declined. All of these factors impact on the psychology of giving to a charitable organization. Now, the organizations that do the best are the ones that have a message that that clicks with their constituency. I mean, if you can come out and the American Red Cross says – that's maybe a bad example because they haven't been necessarily good stewards of their money. But if the message is that, you know, if you're in a dire circumstance, if you get a flood or an earthquake or whatever, Red Cross will be there to help you. That's a really strong message to communicate from the agency to the potential clients. And people respond and give money. Or St. Jude's Children's Hospital, you know. This child is dying of cancer. Your donation can help. Strong message. Now, what can Pacifica do? What should Pacifica do to have that same kind of connection? Well, you know, we stand out in theory, and we need to stand out in practice in a media landscape, be it radio broadcasting or our internet streams or what have you. We stand out in a media landscape that is overwhelmingly dominated by conservative right-wing talk shows, things that are being broadcast, which are really quite antithetical to values that a lot of us hold very, very dear, and certainly a lot of our target audience holds very, very dear also. Whatever we can do to help look at, to analyze, to understand what our potential listenership, our actual and potential listenership's need from us, you know, what is it that Pacifica provides that meets a need for our listeners? That's the kind of thinking that we need to put on the table and discuss here, because if we answer that question not from our own personal standpoint, not what I like, not what you like, anything else, but what the listener likes, and I put like in quotes, it's a stronger than a like. It's a, you know, when I wake up in the morning, I turn on the radio and I listen to a program like Amy Goodman, and her newscast, her interviews, you know, her discussion of the issues fills a need in me, a need that's generated by, you know, I'll go read the newspaper or watch the CBS Evening News, and I go away just absolutely depressed out of my mind at not only the news itself, but the way it's delivered, the commercialization, the infotainment content of the news is so depressing. This is what Pacifica can and should be doing different, to talk about, publicize, and communicate to our audience and let the word spread around that we are a dependable source for the kind of independent thinking, not just about the hard news stories, but the interviews, the people in the various communities that we serve that are otherwise ignored or mistreated by the authorities and the police, a major, major issue, which we do cover. These are the kinds of things that are at the core of Pacifica. Having the various community organizations that cry out for getting their message, which is congruent with Pacifica, getting their message out to a greater audience. Pacifica should be partnering with these organizations to be able to say, okay, you know, we look at things in a similar fashion. We have similar concerns. We have similar worries about the direction this country's been going. Let's put our heads and our minds and our voices together, and together it's a louder voice. You know, I don't want to sound like a street corner preacher standing on a box, but the less we can fight among each other, and the more we can fight with our own fight in the positive sense to move forward, to move our mission forward and our message forward, the stronger we will be, and the more successful we will be in raising money from the people that we serve and work with, because people want to be part of a successful winning organization, and an organization they agree with, and the organization that helps amplify and support their values, their interests, and what they think are the issues of the day in not only the community but in the entire country, around the world for that matter. If we can figure a way to magnify and concentrate and really, really click with our audience in this respect, I firmly believe that the problem of reversing the decline in our audience size and consequently reversing the decline in our contributions to the radio stations in Pacifica can be reversed. I think it's partnerships with the community. It's a focused message. It's getting our message out in a consistent way, and quite frankly, it's cleaning up our own dirty laundry, so that, as has been mentioned by several of our public speakers in our own discussions, that when we are dysfunctional, when we communicate a dysfunctional vision to people who appreciate us, they're less inclined to support an organization that looks like it's the Titanic going down. So I'm going to shut up. I've talked enough, but to give you a sense of my feeling of the crying need to think, as George Ryder has said, think strategically about what Pacifica needs to be doing now and in the future to get our ship of state moving in the right direction. I've already promised, you know, my dedication to working on the internal aspects of, you know, what getting our financial house in order, and in getting a lot of the issues that have afflicted the record keeping and so forth of Pacifica for so many years, that's going to be turned around. It will be turned around. But what I can't do by myself, but we all together can do, is work on the way we relate to our communities and get our message out as clearly as possible so that we can have the kind of positive feedback that we need so much. Anyway, that's my – thank you.
–